Rosendale Street Fest, which I think Max's new hat will be at as well. And isn't there a Balkan thing? Happening on Saturday?
Also a big Balkan festival at the Rail Trail Cafe in Rosendale.
All right, we've got to go now. Corey McClaskin is up next with the Forgotten Geek Show. Turn out to the Brasskill Festival July 28th and 29th in Kingston.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. Don't let the frackin' frackers frack you, bro.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Auftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is Daily News and Weather Report.
Radio broadcast, this I believe.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Summer. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Nick Ned Zweiderk is reporting for Politico New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law July 8th authorizing the release of state tax returns to three congressional committees, opening a new avenue for Democrats to gain access to some of President Donald Trump's closely guarded financial records. Cuomo said in a release, and I quote, "By amending the law enforcement exception in New York State tax code to include congressional tax."
Forgotten Geek, coming at you from High Low and Catskill on WGXC 90.7 FM, and just go straight into Geek Speak. Next edition will bring the Marvel news big time as they announced a 90-minute panel that will reveal slash confirm details on the next phase. So fingers crossed for Deadpool versus Slapstick, Dawn of Insanity. One solid bit is Spider-Man director John Watts has said Kraven the Hunter is a heavy favorite for the next film. transitioning trivially into the next item, Neil Gaiman recently responded to a tweet suggesting he pitch a Disney Plus adaptation of his alt-historical Marvel Mini 1602, saying he did and it was turned down. But to be fair, two major parts of the story were still in the process of being reacquired from Disney, so we'll see. So instead, Gaiman's recent success with Good Omens and Netflix seeking its 20th tentpole show has finally brought the Sandman's journey to live-action adaptation land to an end. Fingers crossed, Alan Heinberg will showrun the initial 10-episode season. Gaiman and David, only as good as his collaborators Goyer's, executive producing and writing. This follows decades, including an OK film script ruined by John Needs a Wookiee Peters, a sadly unrealized death high cost of living adaptation, a proposed CWI's version, and it briefly looked like Joseph Gordon-Levitt would make the Dream Kings a reality. Another late 80s slash early 90s comics groundbreaker is not just getting a non-whitewashed film from Taika, now also consultant on Fox's Flash Gordon reboot, Waititi, live adaptation, but the purists were given an option as Akira creator Otomo Katsuhiro announced at the LA Anime Expo development that development has begun with Sunrise on a new anime series adapting the original Akira manga, as well as a 2020 slated 4K remastering of the original adaptation and a new animated film, Orbital Area, an action-adventure about teens in a near-future space colony. Flying over to the European Theater of Comics, Ray Cinema announced next year we'll see Luca Marinelli co-starring in Netflix's upcoming Charlize Theron-led comic adaptation, The Old Guard, will lead an all-Italian cast in bringing back ruthless and charming super thief Diabolik to the big screen. It was previously adapted as a Mario Bava directed John Philip Law starring Beastie Boys inspiring 1969 film Danger Diabolik, riff for the last episode of the original MST3K run. And before we get into sets, I'm going to give a conditional, really only worth it if you're into the genre or like lead actress recommendation to Stark Fear, an obscure 1962 noir up on YouTube starring Beverly Garland, you know, mostly for My Three Sons, and several beloved B-movie slash MST3K favorite classics, who, in my opinion, is usually the best thing about any of such films. That's true here to a small degree. Story follows Garland as they recently joined the workforce housewife, who was cruelly dumped by her husband and ordered by their boss to find him when he disappears, leading to a dark journey with some uncomfortable for modern audiences content because noir. Starts off slow, picks up though the direction isn't particularly inspired, but Garland gives a great performance. So we'll be starting this first set off with The Meters. This is My Last Affair.
would you say when you're all alone? I'm trying, trying to try and feel you and see if I see I'm feeling alone. And all I want is to get through. So maybe you'll see that the way you're leaving me, you won't.
Very hard to be when I'm in a world that only I'm looking for a bright day. Second, every minute, every hour. I know it's wrong. I've been living a lie. Stand back and let me pass by. Oh no, it won't take long, but please let me try. Stand back and let me pass by.
That set started with The Meters, This Is My Last Affair, then Paul Abdul, Blowing Kisses in the Wind, just heard the late Peggy Lipton with Let Me Pass By. Jeffrey Katzenberg, short content, mobile only, 2020 launch and streamer Quibi. Quibi, I'm still, you know, how I am with pronouncing stuff. It has been signing up some mega talent, though. Crafting were featured in serialized 7 to 10 minute chapters across multiple genres are Guillermo del Toro, Steven Soderbergh, Sam Raimi, Anton Fuqua, Idris Elba, Lawrence Fishburne, Anna Kendrick, Don Cheadle, and the BBC, who have been shoring themselves up against their eternal financial woes with lots of these deals, including some with Canadian and Australian counterparts CBC and ABC. Back to Quibi, though. Two specific projects of interest are Steven Spielberg's Viewable Only at Night horror series and an update of The Fugitive, now focusing on a man falsely implicated in a domestic terrorism attack. Sci-fi.com added all projects will revert to their creators within 2 years to be re-edited into feature films. Sometimes it's better to end it before you become a shambling walker yourself. That's the conclusion The Walking Dead comic came to the surprise of many. Several months after writer-creator Robert Kirkman said he was heading into the final stretch, but hey, surely he'll make it to issue 200, right? Nope, as Bleeding Cool broke a day before the release of issue 193. That it would be the last, and the following two issues solicited were a smokescreen. Image and Kirkman quickly confirmed, a second print was ordered practically as it hit the shelf, and comic retailers bemoaned the loss of their most consistent moneymaker. Kirkman said later it could have been worse, revealing he almost ended it 100 or so issues earlier as they got to Alexandria, which would have led to a zombies win ending through epilogue he blames on youthful nihilism. Fortunately for fans, he was still having too much fun writing the book. So, speaking of shuffling zombies, the 4th of July weekend brought some righteous mourning as CNN broke that Mad Magazine would cease its 67-year run as a first-run publisher, DC, quickly clarifying that issue 9 will be the last mass-market release, continuing on exclusive to comics retailers and subscribers as a reprint magazine with an all-new special at the end of each year. Smug fanboy alert, the "it was only funny when you were a kid" argument doesn't work here for me, because while I liked the new issues in the late 80s when I started reading, I preferred Cracked, but I love the paperback Mad reprints culling from their glory days of the 60s and 70s, even if half the references flew over my head. In the non-illustrated corner of publishing, several years after announcement, Michael Mann was collaborating with New York Times bestseller Reed Farrell Coleman on a prequel novel to his 1995 classic Heat. The latter told, Podcast One Heat Minute, the book will be out next year, and he believes Mann intends to turn it into a film. One classic franchise not returning, I am sad to report, despite tabloid rumors, is Blackadder. The Sun claimed a modern-day university set special or even film fifth series was in the works, but Baldur's himself, Tony Robinson, shot this down on Twitter. One day at a time, we'll see another day. However, the rap break in the Latino-oriented Norman Lear sitcom reboot will also become one of the first show to go from streaming original to terrestrial original as Pop TV, or as Us Fossils originally knew at the Preview/TV Guide channel, as they have greenlit a 13-episode fourth season that will later repeat on CBS. Now, starting the next set with Europop duo Robson and Jerome up on the roof, actually actors Robson Green and Jerome Flynn, who the latter is known to American audiences or international audiences as a lovable Bronn of Blackwater on Game of Thrones. They were spun, they sang a cover of One Unchained Melody on their episode of their show Soldier Soldier. Audiences demanded a single, and the rest was history as they went on to have a couple hit albums. Here is there's one of those hits, Up on the Roof.
Up on the roof, up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to bear. Up on the roof, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Let's go up on the roof. hallelujah, one is love in the middle of the night. All that she wants is fun. Mr. Dublin, Mr. Bob Dublin.
Up on the roof, then Pet Shop Boys hit music, and you just heard Dr. Alban with Hadaway, I Love the 90s. We'll end Geek Speak with a run-through of developments on upcoming revivals, remakes, etc. Henry Cavill will trade the cape for a Deerstalker to play Sherlock to Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown's Enola Holmes in Legendary's adaptation of the book series following the little sis of the Holmes clan. HBO is greenlit Robert Downey Jr.'s long-in-development Perry Mason reboot, now the star Matthew Reese as future legal superstar, but for now a shell-shocked 1930s vet turned private investigator. Reese will also join Michael Sheen in a new animated adaptation of Heart of Darkness. Blue Sky Productions is the latest to try and readapt Jonathan Gash's classic Lovejoy series, previously the international stardom launcher for Ian McShane. McGee is going to try and atone for his last attempt at taking the reins of a Cameron Schwarzenegger collab by developing a series version of True Lies, itself a remake of a French comedy for Disney+. That hashtag show claims a gender flip reboot of Rush Hour is being considered, with Bing Bing Lee a top casting choice. Big Little Lies producers Made Up Stories have closed the deal with Agatha Christie Limited to develop a new Miss Marple series. China will be the fifth country to rework Life on Mars for their culture, joining a previously announced Broadchurch localization. Sam Jackson is going to be tired of these ridiculous death traps, playing as he will be playing Chris Rock's father in the latter Saw reboot. Trivia, both of them turned down a Sanford and Son reboot because Rock said it was really Fred Red Fox's show alone. Fangoria and Full Moon have begun production on a remake of horror cult classic slash loose H.P. Lovecraft adaptation Castle Freak, with a score by the legendary Fabio Frizzi. Paramount's film reboot of Are You Afraid of the Dark will be preceded by a Nickelodeon miniseries late this year. Joel Coen's solo adaptation of Macbeth has landed its titular lord and lady, respectively Denzel Washington and, of course, Frances McDormand. While directing the troubled waters of the next James Bond mission, Cary Joji Fukunaga is developing a new TV adaptation of Last of the Mohicans. the Blacklist and Changing Lanes screenwriter Chap Taylor is writing a 1990s set remake of classic Western The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. In the spiritual sequel department, Deadline reports Mario Van Peebles has begun work on a new Western, Outlaw Posse, serving as a non-connected follow-up to his 90s cult classic Posse. Months ago, Netflix gave a straight-to-series order to an updated take on the Babysitter's Club. See how Grease became the word, as Paramount is developing a prequel movie about Danny and Sandy's summer nights with Big Fish scripter John August aboard. TGIF may live again, as Warner Media is eyeing a reboot of the classic lineup linchpins Perfect Strangers, Step by Step, Hang with Mr. Cooper, and Family Matters, the last of which will get a back door into this via Jaleel White's reprisal of Urkel in the upcoming Guess Who Scooby-Doo. Soleil Moonfry will reprise the titular role of Punky Brewster for a series focused on her as a single mother of three who takes in a girl who reminds her of her iconic 80s self. Kelsey Grammer told British talk show Lorraine that six proposals are on the table for discussions with CBS on bringing back Frasier. And finally, you have been warned. Terry Crews says the Wayans say that White Chicks 2 is happening. Well, it's the summer of Covered Up, so let's... This next set starts with the original Margie Singleton version, it'll start with a cover by Margie Singleton of Ode to Billy Joe, and then we'll get into the original version of Hey Joe by Billy Roberts.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. Tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe.
mother married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
In your hand, hey Joe, I said, where are you going with that gun in your hand? Or I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. Yeah, down to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. And I ain't too cool. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. You shot her down now. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your old lady down. You shot her down in the ground. Yes, I did, I shot her. You know I caught her messing around town. Yes, I did, I shot her. You know I caught my old lady messing around town. And I gave her the gun, I shot her.
Set started with Margie Singleton covering Ode to Billy Joe, and you just heard the original version by Billy Roberts of Hey Joe. Now we're going to our last full set here of Forgotten Geek, Sodom, Agent Orange. We'll be right back. okay, and that last set started with Sodom, Agent Orange, and then probably the best track off of Styx's infamous Kilroy Was Here with Heavy Metal Poisoning. And thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. And I'll be back in 2 weeks with a Forgotten Soundtracks, focusing on some lesser-known songs from some, even including some Forgotten Movies soundtracks. And this one definitely isn't forgotten. We'll be going out today with a live version by John Carpenter of his theme for Assault on Precinct 13. Thank you for listening. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah!